Let's call the Board of Equalization back to order from recess. This is July 9th, 2014. Our first appointment is a teleconference. This is a property, if I'm reading this right, that's at Branson Creek Development. Can you put that on the board for us? There we go. Gentlemen, remember what we had done out there last year or the year before?
No, I don't. We didn't set anything, I don't think, because this is a house in the Villas. We did, what, 2 years ago, we had a, or not two, but maybe three even, we had a bunch of the Villas.
Isn't this a, I say house, half of a duplex?
Yeah, they're duplexes.
But it seems to me that we had.
Not this year we haven't.
No, but no, I agree with that.
We've had duplexes, but we've not had these particular ones. Are they all the same as you go around there, Christy?
Well, it looks to me like the very other half of this duplex is $9,000 more than the one that's before us in assessed valuation.
That's right. Okay, go back up to the one we're talking about, and it's less than go over to.
Oh, that's 36. That's right.
I don't understand why they would be coming before us.
Well, it's a pretty substantial valuation. What's the appraisal on it?
The way I'm saying it, theirs is the lower.
Yeah, no,
it's
of the two. One. I agree with
so
you.
Why would they?
It's the lowest in the whole deal.
My guess is because they still feel it's too high. We will give them a chance to chat about that here in just a moment. I'm trying to pull that up. It's $189,900 appraised value.
Correct.
I believe they're asking for $175,000.
Let's start. Christy, how did they come up with that $175,000?
But a listing is not a representation of true value.
No, but they're
when everybody else around them is set at $9,000 assessed higher.
Well, it's listed for $175,000.
Right.
I can tell you what they've been selling for. Is around $160,000.
Is that the reason?
So they're selling for around $160,000.
How many comparables do you have on that, Jeff?
Three here recent.
And they're all around $160,000?
Yes.
That means both units added together is 320. Yeah. Both halves, right? At the 160. Double that up.
That's half of the unit.
I understand. Yeah.
And they're asking for 175.
Yes, sir.
Should we lower the whole deal there? I hate to lower one unit in the whole. Every house is the same throughout that entire circle.
Well, I can't get one of these others to pop up. There we go.
The Villas out there is all
right.
That rust, stuccoed, cream-colored look. Isn't that the ones?
Yes. I believe they are all.
Pulled up. When you get to the third duplex down, there's a little difference in square foot on those two.
But it's lower too. It's lower like the other one. It's 35, right?
Right.
Or 36, yes. My.
It says 35,160 now.
Yeah. Land underneath it's 20 and it's.
Oh, that's my word.
Actually, that's going to take an adjustment then. The land underneath one of those is not any different than the land underneath the others, is it?
Okay. That's the property there, correct?
Right.
1527.
Across the street from
down
this.
Here on the
45 also, is it?
Well, that one right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got it on
27,170 across the street. That's a. What is the appraised? 143.
Yeah, it seems to be the same square feet as.
Well, if Jeff, you go through that whole subdivision, I would think 175 would be a bargain compared to dropping it on downtown.
If Jeff has a comparables for three of them that's sold in there for 160.
Are we ready for me to call and then we can chat with let them speak? Yeah. It's a teleconference.
What was the question raised and why?
Hello?
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you this morning?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Teresa?
Yes, it is.
Teresa, I have you on speakerphone, and the Board of Equalization is sitting here so we can all hear you. And you have filed an appeal with us regarding a parcel of property that's in the Branson Creek area.
Yes.
We would like you to go ahead and talk to us about that, if you will.
Okay. There are two homes for sale that have the same exact floor plan, the same exterior, the same square footage. One is next door to me, and one is three doors down. And they're both listed for sale at a considerably lower price than I think initially we paid $239,000, and the value went up. 249, I think, after that, and I had a hearing, I think it was 3 years ago, where the value was lowered to 189, and, I've lost value, I've lost my equity, I'm upside down on my house. Yes. I owe more than it's worth.
If we're looking at your request, you have requested us to lower the appraised value to 175?
Right, because we do have one of the two properties is listed at 174 and one is listed at 179.
Teresa, I'm fairly confident that our assessor is going to be taking a look at this subdivision in the future.
I hope they're looking at it now.
Well, we're looking at it now.
Because one of the things that concerns me that's happened recently is Johnny Wilkes has come in and bought everything that's unsold. And we have a herd of buffalo out there now. and some of that land was zoned residential to build houses on. And now if you zone it agricultural, you're definitely, well, you're helping him with his taxes, but It's a half a mile from my house. I can smell them. There's like 40 of them out there. And we bought out there because we had access to a clubhouse and Myrtle Rock golf course. And Myrtle Rock has since been closed. Last time I tried to go up to the clubhouse, I was not allowed. I used to have a card where I could get into the exercise room. There was a pool up there that I no longer have access to. And my husband is disabled, and he can't play golf anymore, but he has an ATV, and we were privileged to be able to ride on that acreage. You know, he could back that thing out of the garage and not get on a street and ride. And that's all fenced off. So we don't have access to that. So a lot of the amenities, the reasons why we moved out there, they're gone. And we don't foresee that that's going to come back. So the value of us living in that neighborhood is certainly impacted us. We would have to buy a trailer and park it somewhere else and go off-site now to ride the ATV. We'd have to go pay to be somewhere. And it's been very upsetting. We've had dump trucks 24 hours for about 3 months while Johnny remodeled out there. I don't know. I don't know how bad it's going to get. It's already pretty bad.
Well, what I meant by saying that the assessor was going to take a look at it doesn't mean that the values are going to rise. He's just going to take a look at, my assumption is, the entire subdivision. BOE's looking at it now. We have your request in front of us, and I'm going to open this up to any of the BOE board members. We have briefly chatted about this just before we dialed your numbers, so hold on just a second.
Okay.
Discussion, guys.
You don't want us. Did you... Jeff, do you have a... point out the ones that have sold... your comparables?
I don't.
Well, let me ask, do you guys have any objection to moving this to the 175 as requested?
I don't have any objection to it. There may be an adjustment different than that, lower than that later by the assessor as he reviews it. But if it's all right with Teresa, I'll make a motion that we move that parcel is 175.
Well, would you say that the, Jeff, where are the ones that were sold at? Do you know?
I don't. On this map, I don't know which ones.
Go back to that map real quick. 170 range.
Huh?
I said I didn't know if we should look in the 170 range.
Brandon, I don't care. I just think that that whole area is going to have to be looked at, and that'll be what the assessor will do.
Yes.
What's that?
I said I really don't care on the move, where we move it. That was just what she requested. The thing of it is the assessor will be looking at that whole deal, and I can come back with maybe even a lower value is what I told her. But that'll be next year. She's requesting 175 this year, and there's a possibility that it may move lower. It might not, but it's with the comparables that Jeff had, well, there's a chance that it might.
Did you make a motion or no?
I made a motion for 175.
He did. Before it's seconded, if we're going to be looking at another property that's two or three doors down, which recently sold for five less than that, I don't have any objection to moving to that number.
Well,
are you folks have property that are close to that?
Yes, sir.
And did you just purchase that or sell it? No. what's the value that you're going to be asking for? Is it same time? Is it of same structure?
Yes. Exactly the same. In fact, we looked at the unit you're talking about for the same price we got ours.
What did you pay for yours, may I ask?
That was in 07, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, we
but what are you asking that this board will be bringing it down to?
I would ask for 170 because that's what they sold for. That's what I heard.
That's what he's showing here too.
Yeah. I'll withdraw my motion and make it 170 then.
Second.
The motion is made and seconded. We establish the value of BOE property number 2014-140 at $170,000. Discussion? All in favor.
Thank you for being clear.
Hold on just a moment. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Teresa, we're going to be notifying you in just the next few days through the county clerk's office of the BOE's decision. And you're going to receive that information, and that value will be will appertain to this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your attention to this matter.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you James and Mary Engel?
We are.
Would you like to join us? Thank you. How coincidental. Let me take just a second to call your property up here on that map.
Make a motion.
I was going to say.
I mean, I'm ready.
Yeah. Move to take BOE number 2014-141 to the $170,000 value.
As requested.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll second the motion.
Jeff wanted a second. Let him.
Jeff, you go ahead and second if you want to.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the valuation of 2014-141. -141 to $170,000. Before we vote, do you all want to say anything about that? We're voting in favor of you. You don't want it to be higher, I know. So,
no.
I don't mean to be funny. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Not sure. I would call for the vote on the motion.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. That's the quickest hearing we've had since we've been sitting here.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, folks.
Thank you.
And again, I think you heard some of our preliminary discussion when we were chatting before we called. We're going to be asking the assessor, and I'm sure he feels the same way, to take a look at that subdivision out there. And there may be some other change. So.
Okay. Thank
you
very much.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a phone number for me?
Man, big bands around here. I'm trying to think of what band he's playing for.
402-802-1467. Okay.
Hey, who's this? Scroll that up just a little bit.
What you got?
That's Branson Creek also.
Yeah,
the villas is set the same deal.
I may be unrealistic. That probably hasn't changed, but since at least.
What is evidence?
Property under his name?
No, I got you.
Lake?
The Taney Motel.
this is a motel?
Right there on Roar Creek, south of the hospital. Built 1950.
It has been there a long time.
How many units has he got? It's cottages, isn't it? There's a motel. It's a motel, I guess, but.
He's
got deferred maintenance.
Oh, I see. I was looking.
You got to track down on the corner before you go across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
What's the value he's asking, Chris?
It's a little old cottages.
Yeah. That whole deal. Yeah.
$75,000? Can't read it.
I think that's what it says. $75,000 or $75,300.
I think they do 90 weeks.
And it's on for how much?
Yeah. $273,000.
I think we've got a. Actually on Brandon for 426. This is one of those that the override and the other total.
What's the grand total, Chuck?
It's on for 426, 198.
So from what the Beacon has,
this again, the assessed value is correct. But the appraised value is incorrect. The 136,380 is correct. That's the correct value, but the 373 should be 426,198.
How many units is he claiming on those in that evidence? Is this a call in?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's find out how many units he's got there that he's claiming is damaged. It has used for and then lower it down.
Open.
Huh?
It's not even open.
What year was that motel built?
1950.
Yeah, I was going to say, because.
Yeah.
Randy, do you remember going to it and playing?
Yeah. I remember driving to it many times. It's been there. That's about the only one anymore. Well, the one next to it to the south of it, that's the only two that's survived the.
Yep. I don't guess this one survived. It's closed, right? Is that what we're seeing?
I thought I'd seen people kind of.
I was around there when I was in college.
I was telling Danny, I thought it was kind of like one of those daily, weekly, monthly type deals. I've seen people around it before, but.
Well, according to the papers, 2013 is when it closed.
Oh, it did?
I'm assuming because of fire department violations, health, city of Branson.
What about the property value? Is that more than $75,000 that he's asking?
We've got the land on for 114,504.
114. He's got the. If he wanted to move it, I mean, if he wanted to declare it off, it's going to be worth probably 125. Maybe more than that. If it's set where it's setting at, it's probably got more value as something else.
Just raw land?
It does, rather than those old buildings that are on it.
Yeah. They're not worth anything.
No.
So I'd say we just set it at 125 or 150. What do you think, Jeff?
Probably not, because it doesn't join. I think you're probably realized. Really close. I mean,
I always am, man.
I didn't say right.
Close. I didn't say right. Close. They're just close to right.
Wow. You're in the same room.
Oh, what a smart aleck I am.
Well, with the buildings on there.
Actually, makes it less.
Right, because I mean, he's going to have demolition costs just to get it back to land.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd be right at that 125.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
You have reached the voice mailbox.
Your phone number?
402-49-8-02-1-4-6-7.
Yeah. You got one. You dialed a one, Ron, instead of a four.
Can you leave a message there?
I wrote down. I only wrote down what I was told.
We just want to blame
you. Got the wrong number.
Christy, we just want to blame you.
No, it's supposed to be two.
Now.
Not four. They're going to listen to that message and go, what in the world?
Mr. Lake, the retard to my far right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
I know.
Okay. I prefer mentally
challenged. Mr. Lake?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay.
And we have a request for you for an appeal on a piece of property known as the Taney Motel.
Yes.
We have you on speakerphone, so the Board of Equalization is here, and we're ready to hear what you have to say about this parcel of property.
Okay. I'll say what I have to say. Well, my name is Barry Lake. I live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I knew a guy by the name of Gil Grady who lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. He owned this Nebraska Lodging Hotel. And he came to me in about 2009 and he said that a bank in Nebraska was foreclosing on the property and that he wanted me to help him to avoid the foreclosure. So he and I went to the bank and I agreed to co-sign on the note to avoid the foreclosure. And there were five mortgages on the property for about $600,000. And we went out and bought out four of the other four mortgages for $40,000, and so now there's two notes on the property for about $175,000. Both of them are due to the First State Bank of Gothenburg, and that's who had the first mortgage on the property. And they've renewed it several times, the motel since 2009, it has been crashed. You know, it loses money then, and it continues to lose money. I did not get the income statements of the motel, but I know that if it did not generate enough revenues to cover the utility bills, the real estate tax bill, and the mortgage. And about October of 2013, the motel just shut down because it could no longer pay its utility bills. And I have been having to pay the two notes of the Gothenburg State, the First State Bank of Gothenburg, since October. Before then, I had made various payments periodically because there wasn't enough revenues. And so I have to pay $1,500 a month now on this note, on the two notes. And Gil Grady has just walked away from the notes from the motel, and it's just sitting vacant. I have sent down to you quite a bit of information from the city of Branson, which, you know, the city of Branson, I've been in communication with them as to what the heck I can do with this. And as you can see from the pictures, the motel is in total disrepair. Because it didn't generate enough money to cover its expenses, there was never any maintenance done to the motel, so it just continue to deteriorate. I think there were 28 units in it at one time, and a tree fell through a couple of the units, and there's just big gaping holes in the roof. And in the pictures are in there. I've shown you those pictures of the holes and what's happened to those rooms, because the water's been running into the rooms, and it decayed all of the pictures. And these pictures were not taken by me, but they were taken by the city of Greenwood. And of course, they've cited the various violations. There is six units that are in a two-story part of the motel, and they have a very bad roof leakage there, and there's quite a bit of mildew. And the city have told me that they don't know if it's possible to even salvage that the two-story part of the motel. And the swimming pool is not operational. It's full of just a bunch of drainage water for rains and snow. So what I tried to do is I went to meet with a real estate broker, and I asked him, I'd like to try to sell it and try to get enough money to pay the debt. And he said that, I don't have the guy's name here, he just told me it was in the present condition it was impossible to do that. I have to either sink a bunch of money in the motel to cure all these defects and fix it up, because none of the rooms are really rentable. And or I'd have to scrape the property. And then I went to a banker down there to see if they could help me find somebody who would be interested in doing that. And they told me the maximum offer they could get was between $25,000 and $50,000 for the property. So I'm obviously in a bad situation. I'm not a motel operator, and of course, the motel industry, talking to the bankers down there, brokers, is overfilled, and these small mom-and-pop shops like this is a very old operation. You just can't compete for rooms.
Mr. Lake?
Yes?
The Board of Equalization is aware of your property. We have all of your information that we've been perusing, that is, on a screen that we're looking at currently. I don't think you're going to have any argument from the BOE members regarding value of the buildings itself. What we are chatting about is the value of the land, and I'm going to let any of our board members address you. If you have further comments after we make a couple of comments, then we'll go there.
Okay.
Gentlemen, what are your thoughts on this?
Mr. Lake, we would probably be looking at strictly land value as we put the assessed value down, and nothing on the buildings. It's worth more if they're not there and it's just bare ground. We're thinking probably, I am thinking probably around the $100,000 to $125,000 range of if you just scrape the property off with where you have the property there, that it's assessed, that's appraised value of about $100,000 to $125,000.
Yeah. What would it cost me to scrape it?
I don't have any idea. I'd say
it's going to be a fair amount of money, but I don't know what that is.
We don't know, because we'd have to put it, yeah. If we owned it, we'd have to put it out for bid, and he doesn't have to.
Yeah, when I had talked to the banker down there, and he had a guy look at it, and, he didn't tell me what it was going to cost him to scrape it, but he said afterwards he only wanted to pay me $20,000 to $50,000 because he'd have to scrape it, but he didn't tell me what it was going to cost him to scrape it.
Well, if it sits right over the edge of Roark Creek, with the location being able to be seen from the roundabout, I just think it's probably worth about $100,000 to $125,000. Then I would just scrape it. I mean, if I owned the property, that's what I would do with it, scrape it off and stick a for sale sign on it, or rebuild something else on it. So,
okay. All right. Well, I think you're probably right. It's as a motel that's failed for years. And I was led to believe that I'd be able to get the loan payments. It was enough to pay the loan payments off, but that's obviously not the case.
I'm going to make a motion that we set the improvements at zero and the land value at
$125,000. Second.
A motion is made and seconded to establish the improvements on the property at zero and place a valuation, appraised value of $125,000 on the real estate. Discussion.
Hello?
Yes, we're just deliberating here. We have not voted on this motion. Did you have something else to say, sir?
The only thing I would say would be I hope it's worth $125,000. That's what people told me, but the only thing I would say is I ask you to consider, that it would cost money to get to that $125,000, because I'd have to go through, quite a bit of money to get permits and hire someone to knock it all down and tear it off and flatten it out. And one of the problems is that if you look on that one side where the two-story is at, that the level of the ground is much lower. the property that abuts it, that little small 5 or 6 unit motel operation that abuts it, is a much lower ground level. I'm not sure what I'd have to do to get it to be, so that it would be in compliance with the code down there. Because that two-story building drops way down lower. If you knocked it down, then you'd be 10 feet above the, at least 10 feet or 12 feet above the property next to it. I don't know if you'd have to, build up a retaining wall or what you'd have to do.
The way that I see that, that's a one-time cost, and we're talking about the land value period of time.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Mr. Lake, we're going to send you the result of this vote and the valuation of your property from the county clerk's office in just the next few days. If you're still unhappy with the results of what the Board of Equalization has done, you will be able to appeal to the State Tax Commission.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your consideration of this today for me.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Is the next teleconference? Is he supposed to be here?
I'm looking at it. It's one of those things that I can't tell. Compared to the other properties, it's in the landing. Compared to the other properties, we can't tell if it's what kind of view it has compared to the other ones.
But the base area of this is not the 2,600 feet we looked at yesterday. It's 403.
403, yep.
Of course, the value reflects.
He's a color appearance.
He is. What's the number?
817.
Okay.
919.
919.
7248.
Thank you. Good morning. Is this Mr. Brenneman?
It is. How are you today?
I'm good. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I have
you. Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I have you.
Yeah, you already said that.
No, I'm double good.
Okay, good. I want to ask you. Go ahead. I'll hush.
No, you're all right. I have you on speakerphone is what I wanted to tell you. And all the Board of Equalization is here. And if you're ready, we're ready to discuss the parcel of property that you have appealed.
You bet.
It looks like that we're looking at a parcel that is down at Branson Landing?
Correct.
No, no.
In the penthouse condominium.
No. Show us the hill there.
Here at the convention center.
Oh, okay. Beg your pardon. And what do you wish to share with us about this parcel?
Well, I'm just looking. I've looked at numerous other parcels that are similar size that are all around me here in this same building, and I noticed that that y'all have my parcel, appraised at about $20,000 more than similar units in this building, and even almost $40,000 more than at least one. So I had that unit for sale for a year at a price of $100,000 and did not even have one person take a peek at it. So I'm just thinking that where you have mine appraised right now is a bit too much, and I just want to see what we can do and maybe get it back to a little fair appraisal.
Are you, we can't tell from the way the maps are stacked here, are you viewing right straight over?
Looks like he's got one room between.
Are you viewing, do you have a view?
No, I view, well, I view the city. I'm looking at a parking garage out my window.
Okay.
Now then, when there's cute women down at the swimming pool, I can get some binoculars and look at them, but that's the only nice view that's available. The other is just the parking garage. So, no, I don't see the nice, pretty lake and the, Branson Landing and those views.
Can you put the map up there for me, Christy? Give us just a minute. We have your information on the on a screen, and we're taking a look at it.
Okay, cool deal.
Can you click on the property that's between he and the walkway?
Right here, Dan.
Right here. It's at 38180, and his is at supposedly 44410. Back up a bit, Mr.
Okay, so this is nearly
32,270.
So he's higher than the others around him.
What is the appraised value of the 32,270, Chris?
75,000.
He's asking 100,000. And
or less.
Yeah. Here's what we're looking at. The units around you there has appraised value of $100,858. I think with
the unit right above me that's got an appraised value of $81,000, and that's unit 1020.
Right.
The higher up you go, the more. I know in the cost of, I think the initial cost when
they're
I
all
purchased
over the place,
it, higher floors were more expensive.
Yeah, they're all over the place on there, I'm going to make a motion. We set yours at $100,000. That's what you're asking for it. That's what you think the value is. And
yeah, that would be fair, I believe. Yes.
And I think the appraised value would be set at $100,000.
I second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-143 at $100,000. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. Opposed nay.
If I count.
You haven't got those binoculars with you there, do you?
No.
You're going to receive notification from the assessor's office in the next, or from the county clerk's office, excuse me, in the next few days regarding this decision, and this will be applicable for this year.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Another question.
Yes.
On July 2nd, part of the on-time-stand appeal that we heard, it was for Jeffrey Forster's property. Jimmy just brought this to my attention. He voted to make them all. Sentenced to $139,000.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to point out that this one is classified.
The one that we just,
no. And the other is classified as commercial. I did pull up their scans. And for this property, they are saying it is available $365,000 per year.
The one that we're looking at right now?
Yeah. No. We're
July 2nd.
Completely different.
There were, we heard these two.
Then we set them at 139, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
One was commercial. This one. This one was residential. Does the residential need to also be commercial?
Mr. Assessor?
They are saying that that property is for rent, $365,000.
Well, the value you're talking about is an appraised value or an assessed value?
They said it at $139,000 appraised.
Okay, well, does
both of these properties. This one is commercial, classified as commercial. This one is classified as residential.
We didn't set it.
We're just setting the value,
yeah,
the appraised right. value, and the commercial and residential doesn't come in until the assessed value.
In other words, you can back up and make those two blend to hit that figure. Is that what you're saying?
No. If you've set them at a appraised value,
yeah, then they
that's before the commercial or residential comes in. I'm not sure I follow what Jimmy's saying.
I think all you're saying is
property is classified as residential, but should it be classified as commercial like the other one? Because it is available for rent.
We have
okay, you question. Have the letter. I understand, yeah. That, he's not talking value. He's just wanting to know
if it needs to be reclassified.
I got you. I think there's no question. If that's what we got the proof that it, or the document that says it's 365, I don't know if the owner knows what they've done, but that makes it commercial 100%.
Let me ask a question. Are we going to pick a day, perhaps at the end of next week or the following, that we will do a wrap-up on all these types of decisions to where we can work with the assessor? And
it's been running through my mind this morning. It's got some things here that we need to wrap up. Some of these neighboring properties that, if y'all are willing, they should be away. I understand that the BOE should be correcting those that are, but that you see, like the condos at Ransom and Creek. We didn't do all those, but we realize that all those need to be changed in that area, correct?
Won't you do that on the reassessment year? Won't you change them all?
Yeah. I have, I can't do the whole county.
No, but to the ones that we've, the ones we've recognized.
But we take us, we got to set some priorities on what we do in that respect. But yes, we'll do that. But again, this, my background is the BOE, if they see areas as you're going through this, like those condominiums is the best example I can think of.
I do not disagree with you, Chuck. I was thinking back to the conversation we had last week when the clerk was here, And we were told that we could only do that on a certain year. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago when I read from the statute to say I thought I interpreted that differently, so it would be nice to have that question answered. And I thought that she was, in fact, going to ask that question. But what I was talking about were reclassifications, like you're talking about, from residential to commercial. It was also shared with us, at least from her, that you couldn't do that, but the BOE could do that upon your recommendation. Help me. I'm just asking questions.
To go backwards, I understand what Jimmy's point, and I believe the board does need to clarify that as commercial, because that's what we're looking at here. Is it's a commercial deal, so it's.
And I understand
so
that.
We need to do that when, whenever you want to do it.
We can do it right now if we give it a number.
And yeah, I'm with you.
Here's my question for you.
We need to know whether we're supposed to be.
Did this board set a valuation for that property? Appraised value?
Yes, that's what she's saying. We valued it, but we didn't change the classification to commercial.
And when we changed the classification to commercial, it's not going to change the appraised value that we set.
Correct. It'll change the assessed value.
Right.
And that's what needs to be.
Can you give us a number for that property? Yes. 2014-35. You're asking that we change the classification from residential to commercial.
Can BOE change classification?
Yes. So is there a motion to change the classification as recommended from the assessor's office from residential to commercial regarding BOE number 2014-35?
I'm a little bit confused on this. I thought the assessor could do that, change classification. If he has a letter, I thought this was the deal. He has a letter stating that it's commercial or not commercial. He sets those. That's the way I understood that happened.
This kind of goes with the story I gave you early on. So we had a commercial property. It was commercial in 2013. But in 2014, it's a residential property.
But you have to have a letter.
But I no. Then they get the letter. And the condos have a letter involved. But here it is in 13 commercial. Right. In 2014 it's residential. It should be changed to residential. But they say I can't do that. I can't on the even number year. I can't change the classification. It's like I can't change the buy.
Yeah. True.
And it doesn't seem right. That was what I was trying to bring up.
It doesn't seem right whenever we ask a condo owner to send a letter in saying that he's not commercial or that he is commercial, and that's what that stated. 365 days it's available for commercial use. So it doesn't seem right. But if that's the way you see it, then Chuck, I think I'll go ahead and make the motion that we set it at commercial value.
That's the right thing to do, I believe.
Yeah. Got them three guys jabbering down there.
They didn't hear us, did they?
No.
They ought to have been listening.
I made a motion.
Second.
I made a motion down here.
Second.
And he seconded it, that we change it to commercial value.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion nay. Carries. One nay.
My chair is falling apart here.
Paula, would you like to join us?
Sure.
Could you come on up?
Did I just appear?
No. You can, but we can't record you from back there. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Quite impressed with the.
Very nice, isn't it? Got all
technology
your info
stuff,
right.
Yeah.
Yep. Worked pretty nice.
Let's see here. got it here. We're talking about a parcel of property at Shoals Bend.
Mm-hmm. There's okay. a couple of them.
All righty.
It's just short and sweet. We bought the one lot for $5,500. And Stephen couldn't find the paperwork. He thought he paid $7,000 for the other one, but I think that included closing costs too. But so I'm thinking we really gave around $5,500 for both lots.
Did I'm asking the board, did we set values on those lots last year? Did we lower lower them? I didn't know whether we did or I know.
I think we did something in
In Shoals Bend. Oh, classifications on that.
I know that when these were all platted that they sold for a great deal of money.
Yeah.
But there isn't any lot that's improved. No water or anything like that on it.
And the one had that hollow running through it, I remember. The other...
Mine has one lot there is a hollow. It's a pie shape, I think.
We're going to get you up here on the map.
Pull them up there.
There was one with the ditch obsolescence.
And then you changed them both from residential to agricultural. What did we do on the other one? We lowered it to what? Because it had a obsolescence.
You would really, that's not, those aren't my lots, but you would be hard-pressed to get $20,000 out of them.
Right. I mean, if you're talking about one of yours being a draw
I mean,
or a lot.
Any lot out there. There's a lot right now that's right on Birmingham that accesses right off Birmingham that's going for $7,000.
Yeah. And that, is that your lot with the drainage you know, on it, the... holler or whatever you want to call it.
Is it 29 or what is it?
Is that it? You're showing us?
This is the first one.
This is off of Birmingham, right?
Right.
That'd be in phase one. Okay.
Oh, this jumps down to Longview.
Mm-hmm. Be phase one off of Birmingham. But it is a ravine. It's not the lot we thought we bought, but it is the lot we bought, so. They're not selling anywhere even close to
$10,000. Yeah. Well, I wish we had a better picture of it so I could make a recommendation on it. I'll let somebody else down there on that end or Randy or whatever.
Any of those lots pretty much from where there's a house, any lot from there on is on the downhill side of that.
Real steep ravine.
Mm-hmm. Anything on the other side is more flat, but you can see the tree growth, so you know that's
right. I can see the dark
pretty
color.
Pretty much cedar.
Yeah, dark color down through there. Paul, are you stating that it may be unbuildable as far as...
Well, I wouldn't say that it's unbuildable, but it would cost you quite a bit. It would have to be a basement, you know, type thing under there, and you wouldn't have a backyard. So
yeah.
As far as desirability, for it would be less.
Yeah. What are
and just, a, you know, it's on at $32,000, and there's no way.
What do you reckon? What is your opinion of
that? Well, we gave $5,500 for it at an arm's length transaction. So somewhere around that.
could you say $5,000 to $10,000?
I would say 5 to 10. I would say no more than 10. It is a 5-acre tract. They can be divided once.
Right.
So,
right. I'm going to make a motion to set it at $10,000, that particular tract, because of the obsolescence factor, the steepness, and everything.
Different.
You agree on that?
Well, I'd second.
It's more fair. I mean, you know, like I said, we gave 55 for it, but 10's fair.
32.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the valuation of 2014-138 at 10,000. Discussion?
Chuck, do you have an opinion on it at all?
Sounds like you're on the right track to me.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Is that for both of them, Dan?
Well, listen, where's the other one lay? Is it attached?
No, it's on a different phase. It's down on Remus Road.
Okay.
I don't know what the phase is called. It's on that paper.
It's on Maple Ridge, I think.
That's a wider lot. It's on the hill. It goes this way.
Towards the road.
Mm-hmm. It rounds down toward that. And so if you would set that one at 10, I wouldn't complain too much.
You got a pond on it there or something? What is that down there?
I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's not a pond. I don't think there was ever a pond there on the Oremus Ranch. Looks like a pond, but I don't think so. And like I said, you know, we bought these, what, in 2012 and 2013, and they were bids, you know, a bidding thing. And you have to put water, sewer, all that kind of stuff on it. So it
doesn't have anything like that down close or anything.
No, all of these lots are just absolute vacant, bare lots. There's no sewer, water, power, nothing to them. Kids thought it would be a good investment. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did.
Is that a deer running through there?
I think it is. An elk's been spotted once.
Has there been one down there? You had me for a second.
No. But it is just,
I don't have any objection to the same thing.
Some houses down below that. Two or three houses down below it, but.
Oh. Is that where the old barn and the cul-de-sac is up over on the other side? Over
no.
There?
Is it? It's not. Is it, no.
No, that's on the main road, isn't
yeah.
it? That I'm thinking.
And
yeah.
I don't even know if the old barn is even still there. Have you been down there in a while?
Uh-uh.
You know, we lived down there for years. My dad, you know, did that. And the old house site's gone. Everything's gone. It looks totally.
Yeah, I used to go down there a lot and be around that.
Christy, go back up to the right corner. And head that direction so we can see the map.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so
that's where you're headed on down towards the point there where.
Yeah, the old Remus Road. Yeah,
right.
It's quite a ways
right.
down there.
Right.
And some of those lots down there are really nice because they're off the lake and stuff. But I think if I even put that on the market for sale, it would be a long time coming.
You Christy, know? Up in the top center. The cul-de-sac is over to your left. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Hit that right there. That's all I wanted to know. It's got properties everywhere I'm interested.
Yeah.
Rex?
Yeah.
He inherited that. He owns that right there, doesn't he? That, those parcels right there? Or it says Swan?
Over to the left?
Yeah.
I'm not sure of that. Right there? No, the next one to the right. Right there.
No. Mm-mm. Must be closer to the highway.
Gentlemen, what's your druthers?
I'd make a motion to set the appraised value at
$10,000. Same.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the appraised value of BOE number 2014-139 at $10,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Paula. Christy, is that everything we have for day and everything that we have for BOE?
Something else comes up. We're still out there.
Oh, but yeah, Chuck's going to come back with finding on that.
I've got
some. Oh, you've got it?
Yeah.
What day was that on?
It's on July 3rd.
Okay.
BOE number 73.
Is this whether or not it had a
structure in it?
Yeah.
Oops.
What was the number on that? Okay. Can you give me the parcel number?
Parcel number 8, 2.0, 9, 0, 0.
Okay, and we haven't taken any action on that, is that correct?
That is correct.
I would dare to ask for a motion to put that to land value only?
No structure on it.
No, there's no structure on it, and I've got the other parcel here. I need you to put the structure on it.
I think that this one was it 5,000? That's the figure I'd written down on BOE number 2014-73.
Yeah, it said it assessed 950,
appraised 5,000. We need to set that one at 5,000 land only. That was number 46, correct? I'm sorry, the last three digits on the parcel number 046.
Yes, 046.
And after you do that, I've got a change on 45.
Yeah. Is there a motion to establish the value of 2014-73 at 5,000?
I'd make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the valuation of BOE number 2014-73 at 5,000. That's land only. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. So give me just a second to get back to my today's sheet here. All right, sir.
And the same parcel number except ending in 045, in other words, 08-2.0-09-000-000-013.045. We need to set the appraised value at 74,352.
Total appraised?
Yes, we've got the $5,000 land value and a structure of $69,352. And
that's an occupancy for three-fourths of the year, so next year it'll go up to 100%.
I would make that motion. We do know what the motion is.
The motion would be to establish the valuation of BOE number 2014-36 at an appraised value of $74,352. It's occupancy, and it's at 75% of value for 2014. It'll be 100% in 2015.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Good. I've got two more we could go ahead and knock out. Shouldn't take a few minutes. Christy, can you pull up a parcel for us on Beacon so they know what we're looking at in case?
That BOE number you gave on that last one?
Yes.
Dash 36, that doesn't match the property number.
Well, you just give me a number that does. I was just following the last number we did, which is 35. Sorry.
150.
So it's 2014-150? Okay. I'm with you.
And you all may know right where it is. It's called Branson Pattern Works. It's out on 165 across from the, if you put in Edson, we'd get it the easiest way. Edson Properties. That's it. Wait a minute. Maybe that's not it. No, that's sorry, that's not the right one. I should have given you the number. Sorry. Here's a number. 17-40-19-002-001-005.000. Now we're cooking. This is called Branson Pattern Works. It's out on 165. If you know where Jerry's boat storage is, it's just across the road. It's been there for quite a number of years. And there's two buildings, or was two buildings. The front building is still there. But in, I think it was on Thanksgiving or a day or two around Thanksgiving last year, the back building burned. And we didn't get it taken off for this year. We need to take it off for this year.
What BOE number will that be?
151.
What appraised value are you looking at, Chuck?
The new appraised value would be $154,305. Curious, the old value was 304,018.
Do what now? What do you say that?
We have two commercial buildings there, and the back building burned last Thanksgiving.
Right, but what's the current value at?
The current value is 304,018.
And what you want it to change to?
Change it to 154,305.
Why is Beacon already at 148,956?
It's not. It's at the 154.
Yeah. Christy, can you go?
The assessed total is still on.
Can you go back to our
300?
Okay. There's another one that the assessed value is correct. 95,410 is the correct assessed value, but that 148,956 should be 304,018. And I hope next year we'll have a new program and we'll have all the right numbers in.
There is a recommendation from the assessor to establish the appraised value of parcel number 2014-151 at $154,305. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The last one I'm going to wait for our ending day. I've got a question on it. I just saw it this morning. But I got a guess, maybe we got another issue, Christy. Jimmy, bring us another.
Guys, I'd like to find a date where everybody feels that they're going to be available and one where the assessor is going to be available. So there'll be different properties like this, perhaps, that we need to tie up. I've got a couple of questions for Chuck, too, that he can look at for us. But if you guys have got a calendar you could get to. And we'll come back to what you've got here, Chuck.
Yeah, they brought a bunch of pictures in.
On, does anybody have any objection to one final meeting with the assessor and with BOE on, say, Thursday, July 24th? Okay with the assessor? No?
Basically in the morning or afternoon.
Whatever you all tell me.
Yeah. Morning would be good.
Morning. Better for you. How about you, Jeff?
We will establish, and if we have commission, we'll establish it for the afternoon. We'll try to set that, Christy, for 9 o'clock, Thursday, July 24th. And there'll be some wrap-up decisions to be made. And we can... address whatever it is also that the assessor brings, etc.
I was going to ask him about two things that we talked about yesterday that he was going to go research, and I can't remember what they are.
Yes.
We voted that.
The two questions, one of them was for Dwight Sprague, he owns the property that he leases to a church, and didn't have time to do the email thing, so I did talk to Maureen Monahan this morning, State Tax Commission, and you can't evict it. She said the only thing that has ever been bent on that rule was if a school was doing she was saying something like a lease purchase agreement with somebody, that they had bent that. What you might say, maybe not the term she used. But as far as a church, if it's owned by an individual, and we can't exempt it. I would, as I was thinking about it, and I didn't have time to look into it, but when I was selling real estate, I know that property was on the market. I don't remember what it was on the market for. But it could be that it would be right to adjust the value. As I remember, it's on for like $600,000. Jeff, you get pointed to a lot. You got any thing off the top of your head on that?
It's the old funeral home.
The old funeral home.
Next to the post office.
Well, the funeral home next to the post office.
He said, anyway, I think he said in his discussion there that he bought the building to tear it down, but they were having church there, so he's left it since 2009 as a church when his total purpose of the thing was to just clear it off.
Yeah.
So,
the thought I had was possibly get a hold of Dwight and tell him, you know, let him know that the law won't let us exempt it, but if he wants to give us a, if y'all would allow him, since he's brought it to us, allow him to give us a value that,
what's just
a different opinion about you.
Right. What's just the land on it? If he was to clear it off. That was what he stated here yesterday, sometime during his conversation with us. He said, Dwight's just that kind of person. He bought it, and because they was having church there, he didn't want to move them out and just leave them. Jeff, what do you think about that, just on the land, if he's going to clear it off? Because the building purposes is just, he's not getting any use out of the building purposes because it's church.
To be honest, I was looking this up and I didn't hear your idea.
Value your land on me.
What? I'm curious if we have any other exempt properties that are owned by individuals within the county that are receiving an exemption.
Say that again, Ron.
I'm curious if we have any other exempt properties in the county that are owned by individuals that are receiving an exemption.
I doubt it. Where I attend church is owned by is leased from Jim Morris there at across from the Branson Chamber of Commerce. I've never checked, but I assume it's on for value. We can check it really. But
you know, it seems to me we're kind of wading in if there's churches that are in our county that might be exempt. If an individual owns them. I go with what Maureen, I hear what you're saying. He's asked the person that he needed to ask.
Yeah, I understand it totally, and I think Dwight will too. What I'm going about is the fact that he...
Danny, I wouldn't have any real objection to what you're suggesting, but I'd want to put the caveat on there that as long as it's utilized as a church, it'll be the valuation if we're going to set it at something different. It makes sense. And
then, value the property, you mean?
Well, not, in other words, if it's used for a commercial purpose, then it would be obviously different.
Right, right.
It's one of the, kind of a raw deal because we're getting, you know, can't put it at res, we can't put it at ag. That would make a huge difference, but it's all, it's got to be commercial because you're leasing it out, so it, one of those deals that kind of stinks, as you would say, Dan.
What did you
add? Going through the book, you haven't found anywhere it says assessments for divine purposes? I say that jokingly, but...
Land value is $100,000.
Yeah. That'd be a big difference for
we'll get there.
The I don't know whether now he brought it up in his argument yesterday. He was just going to doze it off. That's when he bought it, but they were having church there, and he left it. So I would make a motion to set it for the land value.
What is the land value?
$100,000. 98 something in it.
93 or 98.
92, 186.
Did you all hear Dan's motion?
No, I didn't.
To establish the value of this parcel of property at land only, which is what, Chuck?
92,186.
Caveat being, while it is serving as a church.
While it is serving as a church. Is that okay, or?
I'm no attorney.
I don't know.
But if you're setting it, I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't think you can add the stipulation that remains as a church.
Valuation.
Right. I mean, you can set the valuation, but I don't think we need to add that caveat.
Okay. Well, I'll put that in the motion then.
Tell me the value of your motion again. 92.
186
is the motion. Is there a second?
Can we put some value on the building?
Well, I don't care. I'm just making a statement. I guess he's probably doing something good that we're penalizing
him
for. So,
but we have to follow the law. We can't.
Right. I guess if he's just shaved the building off, we just set it at one.
We just established one at zero.
That aren't being used at all, and they need to be tore out. This one, for his purposes, would tear out. I'm not saying give it a high value. It's probably worth, $25,000?
So I don't think it's probably worth the $420,000.
No. It's nowhere near worth $420,000. He's not, I mean, if you look at the income approach, he's not receiving any income on it at all.
No.
Like, he was paying all the utilities and everything for this.
He's paying the utilities now to support him, and I think he said they paid the utilities last month or
they
two.
They started paying the utilities this year.
But whenever they couldn't go, well, he actually had a cost. Figure up whatever you think on that. I'd
put a $25,000 value on the building and then the land at
$92,000. That's a fair assumption that he would.
That's going to bring a total to 117,186, if I've calculated that right. 6, 8, 1, 7, 11.
Jock, do you have anything to weigh in on that?
Wasn't listening too close, but I'm all right with you what you're doing, I think.
Dan, are you going to amend your motion to be a total valuation of 117,186, with 25,000 of that being for the building? The reason I ask is we don't have a second to your previous motion.
I'm going to change my previous motion.
I'm going to listen to what you have to say then.
But I'm going to change it to a different deal than that. I'm just going to set the total value at $125,000.
Land and building.
Land and building, yep.
So there's a motion to set the appraised value of 2014-31 at $125,000.
Second.
And there's a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay.
I abstain.
And Jeff abstains. You have record of that for me over there? Yep. Chuck?
Yes, sir.
There was something else Jimmy brought in a minute ago. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, I haven't done that. But the other legal issue question we had was on the decision from the State Tax Commission for 11 and 12.
Yes, sir.
We do not have to change that.
Can you remind me what parcel number, where we're at here? This was yesterday?
Yes, sir. Did we have a Rock Ridge, maybe, or a, it was one of the Section 42s. It wasn't Huffman's, I don't believe.
Rock Ridge, here we go. 2014-127.
So what Maureen explained to me is, in the brief of it, is we don't have to put the 2011-2012 on 13 or 14. If there, the sense I got from her, if there was no, if you had no reason at all to change it back up, you probably shouldn't. You probably should put it on at the same value as the decision. But in this case, and she made mention of this when I explained to her it was a Section 42 deal, that the State Tax Commission is looking at those tax credits different. And we don't have a number different, but we do, they're looking at them different, where the value will be more. And the, myself and the folks in my office, well, to give an example, not to make it too long, but there's a Woodlands project where you turn to go back to the school, nice brick buildings, low-income thing, and they ruled, they cut it in like half. And it, it seems like they're really taking advantage of this tax credit thing with the rulings they've had. And what I heard from two other assessors, it's more than just a case that's hanging out there a long time. There's, and then what Maureen told me, that there's good chance there's change coming in the way they value these tax credit dollars. I said all that to say I think there's justification for us to leave the 13. And if you want to adjust the 14, which they appealed, but in my opinion, they missed out on the 13.
And
now, if I felt like it was low value, you know, it was worth, then we could leave it that way. But I don't think we should.
Is this the Huffman deal?
No,
no, no.
Light one is, but it's
this was the teleconference, and we had a State Tax Commission ruling for years 11 and 12.
Yeah, yeah,
and I had thought that that moved over to 13 and 14. Chuck has asked the tax commission, and they said no.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. So basically what I told that individual and whomever was listening on the call was, I think that we would get back with them. So if somebody could remind me who that was.
Well, you had the, you were reading off of the attorney letter. Was that who it was?
Yeah, right here, I think.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yes. Rockridge Housing.
I don't believe that was the other issue that you were going to check on to bring to us.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, because Ron read the attorney letter.
Well,
the
last summit. Yeah,
right.
Summit, yeah. You said you got that.
Yeah, yeah, we were fine with that. I made mention that I'd take any heat there. Just
it was the attorney that had asked for Daniel Seiler for the valuation to be set at $1,460,000 for tax years 13 and 14, and a proportionate refund be made for any taxes paid for the tax years 13 and 14. And I've got that number here for Mr. Seiler. Should we try to give him a call?
But what we're hearing from him is we're not going to do that, right?
We're going to have a suggestion from Chuck, and then the board will say yay or nay. And, and if we say deny, then he'll have the right to take 14, is it, that's my understanding, to the State Tax Commission. Right?
That's the way I understand it.
Someone from yesterday.
Yes, is Daniel Seiler there?
Yes, can I tell him he's calling?
Tell him Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay, hold on just a second.
They were asking that it be lowered from $2.2 million down to $1.46
million. This is Dan.
Mr. Seiler, this is Ron Houseman again with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
We again have you on speakerphone. Do you have a couple of moments? That we
sure.
Thank you. Our assessor has been in contact with the State Tax Commission, and I would like him to provide with you, to you, the information we received, and then we'll allow you to further address this issue. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Thank you, sir.
I visited with Maureen Monahan this morning at the State Tax Commission on the question that came up over your property. And the decision that we received to change you for 11 and 12, of course, was that. We do not have to carry that over to 13 and 14. If, in reason, though, we would... It would not be wise not to carry that over unless we had some kind of a reason for doing that. And the reason I have that we shouldn't do that is, and Maureen mentioned this because I did explain to her, it was a Section 42 property and tax credit thing, and they are looking at the way that is done currently. And
who's they?
The State Tax Commission. She just explained that to me this morning when I talked to her, that they are looking at that differently. Or they're looking at it. I shouldn't say it differently, but I assume it would be differently. On a little trail off to the side, I've had discussions with assessors in Cape Girardeau County and Greene County, and there's another one involved in the way that they look at it from the Maryville case, that they're going to look at that differently. So I'm comfortable with saying that we should not lower it to that decision of record. It was mentioned before we got you on the phone, possibly mentioned it yesterday, if the board, which I don't vote on, but if the board did deny your 2014 appeal, then you would have the ability to appeal to the State Tax Commission for 2014 and see where it goes from there. Did you hear me okay?
Yeah, I heard everything. Am I allowed to speak now?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, I think there's a statute that addresses this, and it's mentioned in my letter to the board. That's Section 137.345, subsection 5. It says, in every instance where a taxpayer has appealed to the Board of Equalization and the State Tax Commission, the assessment of the taxpayer's property, real or personal, and that appeal has been successful, then in the next following and all subsequent years, the basis upon which the assessor must base future assessments of the subject property shall be the basis established by the successful appeal, and any increases must be established from that basis. There's been no improvements on the property since it was originally built. There's no reason for the taxes to be increased. Secondly, the assessment that you've talked to, the assessors you've talked to, Cape Girardeau and or St. Genevieve and others around, have been rejected by a court. The Maryville Properties Assessment formula is in effect and is being used by the State Tax Commission. So there's no reason for us to think about what may happen. What we know has already happened with the State Tax Commission is real and is applicable to this property. The appraisals has been submitted that shows what we believe it's worth and what our assessor or appraiser believes it's worth. And the State Tax Commission has said this is what it's worth. So I believe it should be applicable, and in 2013 and 14. And for subsequent years, unless there's some improvements to the property.
So are you saying, Chairman, may I?
Yeah, sure.
I'm no attorney. You use the word basis when you were reading this, the statute there. Would the Maryville case be a, would that fit into that basis? I mean, that's what they're using to determine value, right?
That's the standard that was established in 1993, I believe.
So if there's a challenge, and you're saying there's nothing out there, but if there was a challenge to that Maryville case, that would be a basis to change it, correct?
Well, if there's a different way to appraise it and it's been upheld by a court, then yeah, that would be applicable to everybody. But it's been rejected by a court. That was the Butler County case that initial trial court said we're going to use a different formula, and the Court of Appeals said no, you're not.
When did that happen?
It's been within the last year. I can get that case to the commission to the board if they'd like, and to you, Chuck, if you want.
Well, I would be a little uncomfortable with my position if I hadn't heard from the chief counsel at the state tax commission this morning that they were looking at it, and that makes me somewhat comfortable with what I would suggest.
Mr. Seiler and Chuck, if I could offer a potential resolution. This board is going to recess today, and we will not reconvene until July 24th, at what time and date we're going to finish up BOE for this year. If, in fact, you feel strongly, sir, that the Tax Commission is going to say something different, this will give you time to contact them. What our assessor has brought to us this morning was direction from the State Tax Commission with an opinion from him. So if between you and our assessor and the Tax Commission you can find an answer for us, I will recommend to this board that we move forward with the decision of that State Tax Commission. But that will give you an opportunity on July 24th to address this board one more time. Is that all right with the board? And they're all saying yes.
Okay, what time would that be on July 20th? Would you be calling me again?
We're going to meet that morning. We'll say 9 o'clock work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Then, Chris, if you will schedule him for reappointment, 9 o'clock, July 24th. And then if the two of you will work with the State Tax Commission, this board is going to listen to what you both have to say.
Very good. Do you want me to submit anything else I have to Christy?
Certainly.
Okay, because there is a case that was decided by the Court of Appeals in the last.
What we're going to be interested in is what the Missouri State Tax Commission tells us, sir.
Okay.
So my suggestion is perhaps you should chat with them.
Yeah, well, I intend to do that as well.
Okay, very good. Is that acceptable, Chuck? Yes. Okay, we're all in agreement. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I noticed that your people are bringing in some different issues. I wonder if we could wait, Chuck, and have you run through all of them on the 24th that morning, and we'll wrap up. I have a quick question for you that I'd like you to take a look at based upon the different valuations that we're getting from different systems occasionally.
Okay.
What?
Ron Christie.
I'm sorry.
The two that he brought in, he just needs clarification. He set the total values.
Yes.
Their originals were split between RES and the small amounts at. He just needs to go through and maintain that agricultural value in the new total.
That would be the assessor. Whatever, that's my recommendation, is whatever the assessor says.
Okay.
Is that I'm just one person. I'm looking to the rest of the board here.
That's fine.
On just as an example, and I've got a number of these. Can you call up parcel for me, Christy? Let me read it off. 08-8-28-000-000-049.000. Do that pretty fast, girl. Okay, here we show a valuation, and I'm wondering what it's going to show.
Okay, our number was 088. Can you go back up for a moment?
Oh, here, I've got it.
28.
Yeah, 08-8.0-28-000-000-049.000.
Kennecott Ministries.
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Okay.
And your question?
My question is, we show a valuation here of $923,885 at the and yet on the system, I think that you're using, it shows a zero. But it may not. That's what I'm asking.
No, I'm showing assessed value at $298,840.
Okay. And that's what, as soon as she goes back there. Sorry?
That is on appeal, so I was looking to see if perhaps they had a decision.
Right. That came before BOE last year.
They appealed to the State Tax Commission. There's, I think, maybe seven or eight Kennecott cases. There's the Branson Sports Club and National Institute of Marriage. There's three exempt questions that are still...
Right, there were more parcels than the three questions, but there were a number of property parcels.
I'm not sure I follow you there, Ron. You're saying there's...
The reason I ask, in checking with different ones, because of differences that we have in the books, it shows this on as zero. That's my question.
Well,
from the system of, who's the fellow system that we did have or that you all were working from?
The book was set last year and this year in the Gamma, the Villa program.
Right.
And I'm looking at the history in that program, and it shows those same numbers for 13 and 14. So that shows values all the way back to 07. Again, I'm looking at the program, but it's the same assessed total as what that shows, which isn't a zero, of course. So I'm not sure where you got a zero.
And I'll ask downstairs. Just IS had shown me that report.
Oh, Melissa, maybe?
Let me take a look at that. I just want to bring it to your attention, and it sounds to me like it's all square and no problem.
Now there's, as you may be aware, that our mapping department that receives the recorder's deeds is still putting information in Melissa's program and the Villa program. But the Villa program is the one that we set our book off of last year before I got here, and we set it again this year.
Okay. Guys, do you have anything else before we meet again on the 24th for BOE, or something you would prefer we address today?
One other quick question. You've asked Ron about the churches. I pulled up two, one of them at Hollister and then the one that we attend there in Branson that are owned by individuals, and they're both on for big values.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was the only two that came to mind, and they're, so it appears we're consistent.
So we got two churches that are owned for a...
They're not owned by the church. The property is owned by an individual, and they're leasing the property, and the person they're leasing it from is having to pay taxes on.
Okay.
So he could actually lease it to them for $1 a year, and
he's still going to get stuck with taxes.
That's what Chuck's saying, is that the owner is paying taxes.
All of it.
Right. The owner is. You know, if you or I or anybody else has a property and we lease it to a church, we're going to have to pay taxes on that property, is what they say. Mm-hmm. Now, if the church buys it from them, and my experience, there's not any, we've not had any issues with something that looks like a church in most of our minds are exempted. But when there's other issues comes up, like Kanakuk and these other two things, then there's some questions and battles about that, and we got the sovereign issue on top of that that happened yesterday. And I don't see it as an exempt like we're normally accept, so that's why.
So you pull those up and you have comparables on them.
The guitars and across from the Branson Chamber, that log building, that's where we attend. That one's on for $500,000. No, that was the land. The land was off for $500,000 in improvement too. It was a pretty hot spot there, you know.
Yeah.
And then the other one that came to mind was over at Dwight and Nancy Ford. They've got a church over there in that little strip mall, and it's a turkey creek.
Yeah.
I don't remember the value, but it's just commercial.
But it's on there too.
Commercial value. I just, you know, just thinking about Brother, I think he would have, you know, if it's a genuine church, I think he would have exempted them that so well if he could have. It's just the law doesn't allow that, I don't believe.
Thank you for looking at that.
Yep.
Gentlemen, I would state that we should stand in recess until July 24th at 9 a.m., at which time, if there are a number of things that Chuck wants us to take a look at, then we need to take a look at those. And if we have any unfinished business that we've missed here, that we'll take a look at that and wrap up BOE for this summer session. Thank you all.
Thank you.